Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ted, the floor is yours.
All right, my story comes out of Manhattan, New York. This guy got what he deserved in the end, but this is a guy who was on Twitter. On Tinder. His name is Brandon Keem. He used a variety of scams on at least three different women that he met through the dating app. He claimed that he urgently needed money for cancer treatment for his relatives. In one case, his sister, and in another, his mom. District attorney says one victim was especially vulnerable because she was herself a cancer survivor. He conned one woman while he was out on bail. He also stole $13,000 from a man who hired him as a dog walker, blah, blah. He was sentenced Wednesday after pleading guilty in October to grand larceny, identity theft, and scheme to fraud. He's going to jail for up to 2 to 6 years.
I wish it was 60.
Scamming $50,000 total off of these three women.
Ted, with all due respect, there's a special place in hell for those who feign terminal illness to scam money.
Yeah, I couldn't have said any better, Rich. With all due respect, this guy's getting exactly what he deserved, man.
Did anybody get him?
Hey, people go on those dating apps, you know, to find, you know, look. You know, people think you can find your one true love on there. And then, you know, you got people working you the whole time, man. This world can be screwed up sometimes,
Rich,
man.
It's one thing to work you, but that's to play the terminal illness card in order to work you.
Yeah. What kind
like
of person
I said, I wish
is
it was
that,
60
man.
Years.
Bad. That's well, just a there's a lot of low-down, dirty dogs out there,
totally.
Man.
Maybe he was trying to get a lifetime membership at the Hair Club for Men.
Oh, yeah, like, okay.
Like John Lovitz. You better believe it, Jack.
I think you meant to say John Lovitz.
Whatever. Are you kidding me?
Correct me. Rich is only Rich.
No, I thought you actually misspoke. Did you mean to say Lopez?
No, I said Lovitz.
Oh, I thought you said Lopez.
Lovitz, okay. Whatever his name is.
Yes, no. Lovitz.
Yeah, Lovitz.
That's why I thought you said Lopez.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Moving on,
thank
Rich.
You, B-Mac. Go ahead, Rich.
I thought you were taking a shot at John or something.
Oh,
I didn't know what you were doing.
No, I just mispronounced. Okay, thank you. All right.
Oh, is it my turn?
Fire away, buddy.
Dateline Glendale, Wisconsin, suburb of Milwaukee. I'll make this brief. Mid-November, a 20 and 21-year-old man pull into the parking lot for the local municipal court and park in one of the parking spots there. Nobody really notices them except a city worker walks by the car and detects a strong scent of marijuana coming from the car. And he can't help but notice that the 20 and 21-year-olds are parked in none other than the Glendale Police Chief's parking spot.
It's awesome.
City worker noticed the scent, notified the cops. Pot and heroin were in plain view in the center console.
That's inspired.
Again, they were parked in the personal parking space of the Glendale, Wisconsin police chief. They ignored do not enter signs and the police chief's name on the parking spot. Police say charges have been referred over to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. With all due respect, that's why they call it dope.
Wisconsin, Wisconsin's underrated for all due respect stories.
Yeah.
I know Florida is the state on the marquee.
I'd say Pennsylvania, to me, it's Florida 1, Pennsylvania 2.
Yeah, I maybe agree. And Ohio's pretty good. Wisconsin, underrated. You know, Wisconsin's like they're like the Trevor Ariza of all due respect. Like, it's kind of sneaky, very consistent.
Yes.
All right, my story actually is a combination, all due respect, and sports story. I don't know if you guys heard, but LeVar Ball has his other two sons, not named Lonzo, have reportedly agreed to a deal with Lonzo's agent. So any sort of thought about LiAngelo, the middle son, who's not a very good player,
no,
or LaMelo, more importantly, the youngest son, who's actually a pretty good player, They were both supposed to go to UCLA. LiAngelo went to UCLA for a semester.
Right, but would never have gotten a scholarship to UCLA if it hadn't been a package deal with Lonzo.
Correct. LeVar Ball's delusion knows no boundaries. They've signed on with Lonzo Ball's agent. They're not going to go overseas and try to play professional basketball.
Another package deal because of Lonzo's involvement?
He wants his two sons to be able to play together on the same team.
Play on the same team, yeah. So LiAngelo and LaMelo now head overseas with LeVar to go play professional basketball. They signed with an agent, so they're done having college eligibility. Their eligibility is sunk.
Wow.
LiAngelo was on the Today Show with LeVar. I think it may have been earlier today. And he explained his role in the shoplifting incident over in China, which got him and a couple of teammates arrested just a month or so ago. That's jail. That's jail, all right.
In China, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was a day and a half. Did he mention the 2 weeks that they stayed in a luxury hotel, that part of their arrest?
Yeah.
Where they were sequestered in house arrest in a five-star hotel.
Didn't hit me until I got to the hotel, and what I did was stupid.
Yeah.
Right.
These are a couple of Todd Marinoviches waiting to happen.
Yeah.
This parental influence is as bad as it gets.
Yeah. Well,
But from the very beginning, we started hearing his name back in the spring. I was like, this guy is a loser. He's pathetic. This guy's a joke. What he's doing to his kids, it's irreparable harm. To his kids.
Exactly.
Irreparable harm.
If his kids' dreams are to play professional basketball, like if LaMelo...
That's his dreams.
No, I get it, but if it's... The kids never talk. So if it's their dream, let's say LaMelo, because LiAngelo, he is committing malpractice with LiAngelo. LiAngelo has no shot at playing professional basketball. LaMelo might. If his choice is, hey, I want to go overseas and play professionally instead of go to college, and he's helping him do that, that's his choice. I don't think it's not the route I would go if I were a parent, but that's his... That's his choice, but it's just the way he's going about it. He's got
so many comments about how the Lakers are using his son Lonzo. You're right. His delusion does no bounds.
Yeah,
he's pathetic.
Yeah,
LaMelo is how old?
He's 16. He's a junior. He would be a junior if he hadn't yanked him out of school.
So isn't one of the basic parts of being a responsible parent emphasizing the value of education to your children?
It is.
There's nothing of that here.
There's not.
None of it.
There's not. Yeah, no, there isn't. Now, this is where I got to be, this is going to sound weird, but you guys know my daughter runs cross country.
Yeah.
And in that little world...
She's also a brilliant student.
She is, but she transferred from Harvard to Oregon. There were posts on cross country message boards about what a bad parent I was for letting her do that.
Huh.
You know what I mean? That's why I pump the brakes a little bit on LeVar to say, you're a parent, you're free to choose what it is you do with your kid, but that's not what I would do. And I wouldn't do what he's doing with LaMelo.
She's still
Rich.
Pursuing her college degree.
No, I got it. I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I mean, those kids weren't going to go four years in college anyway.
No,
though.
He's been open about they were one and
done. Yeah,
they were
going to be one and done anyway,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
His world. You know, apparently LiAngelo has very little shot at playing professional basketball.
Yeah.
That even these European league teams would have no interest in him.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah. It is unbelievable. It is his choice and hopefully his kid's choice, but it is unbelievable, no question.
Would it be something if he got an offer from a team in China?
It's one of the places they're looking at, I'm sure. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.